From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Former Trinidadian Prime Minister Iyanna Robinson is formally nominated as the government's presidential candidate. The opposition in Nevis prepared for early elections and the unknown face of racism in Britain, racism among minorities. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Trinidad and Tobago government confirmed today that Minister Extraordinaire in the coalition regime, Iyanna Robinson, is its nominee for President of the Republic. However, it's also been confirmed that the opposition party has its own presidential candidate in the person of 56-year-old High Court Judge Anthony Luckey. Tony Fraser reports.
The veil of secrecy surrounding the nomination day and the nominees was partly drawn today by Speaker of the House of Representatives, Hector McLean. He revealed that he received nomination papers for two candidates. Speaker McLean would only say, however, that one nominee is a government minister and the other a High Court judge. However, in a statement, the Public Information Minister, Wade Mark, confirmed that the speculation about Mr. Robinson is correct, and he is indeed the government's nominee. The opposition has taken strong objection to Mr. Robinson's candidacy. Opposition leader Patrick Manning says he has been too deeply involved in the politics. The party has therefore put forward its own nominee. The Attorney General has, however, pointed out that the Constitution does make provision for an active politician to be the president.